This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on Monday Iran could increase its level of uranium enrichment to whatever the country needs. He made the comments as a standoff between Iran and the United States continues over the future of the Iran nuclear deal. He said Iran's uranium enrichment level will not be limited to 20%, adding, "We may increase it to 60%. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Khamenei's comment sounds like a threat. He added, quote, "We're not going to respond in specific terms to hypotheticals." He said the United States will reaffirm the proposition on the table that the United States is willing to meet with the Iranians to hash out those questions. Under the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and six world powers, Iran is limited to refining uranium to 3.67%. However, Iran has been in breach of the agreement since the United States withdrew from the pact during the Trump administration. Tehran recently resumed enriching uranium to 20%. Last week, the Biden administration said it was ready to talk to Iran about both nations returning to the nuclear accord. U.S. officials expressed outrage Monday after a trio of rockets slammed into Baghdad, two of them landing in the city's fortified green zone. Iraqi officials said the rockets appeared to have been launched from a nearby neighborhood, but that no one was injured. Iraq's military said four vehicles were damaged along with some property. Initial reports indicated the rockets that hit inside the green zone landed close to the U.S. embassy and also close to Joint Operations Command, where U.S. military personnel coordinate with the Iraqi military in the fight against the Islamic State terror group. From Washington, this is VOA News. In a significant defeat for former President Donald Trump, the Supreme Court on Monday declined to step in to halt the turnover of his tax records to a New York prosecutor. The court's action is the apparent culmination of a lengthy legal battle that had already reached the high court once before. Trump's tax records are not supposed to become public as part of a prosecutor's criminal investigation, but the high court's action is a blow to Trump because he has for so long fought on so many fronts to keep his tax records shielded from view. The ongoing investigation the records are part of could also become an issue for Trump and his life after the presidency. The Supreme Court, which includes three justices appointed by Trump, waited months to act in the case, waiting until after the election, after challenges by Trump to the vote count, and after the inauguration of now President Joe Biden. Before issuing its ruling, the court has offered no explanation for the delay. Canada's parliament passed a non-binding motion on Monday saying China's treatment of the Uyghur Muslim minority in the Xinjiang region constitutes genocide. The movement puts pressure on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government to follow suit. Canada's House of Commons voted 266-0 for the motion brought by the opposition Conservative Party. Trudeau and his cabinet abstained from the vote, although Liberal backbenchers widely backed it. The motion was also amended just before the vote to call on the International Olympic Committee to move the 2022 Winter Olympics from Beijing if the treatment continues. China has been widely condemned for setting up complexes in Xinjiang that it describes as vocational training centers to stamp out extremism and give people new skills, and which others have called concentration camps. Beijing denies accusations of abuses in Xinjiang. Trudeau and U.S. President Joe Biden are expected to hold a virtual meeting on Tuesday, according to a Canadian government source, at which relations with China are likely to be discussed. Italy's ambassador to the Democratic Republic of Congo has been killed in an attack on a United Nations convoy near the eastern Congolese city of Goma. The UN World Food Program says at least two other people were killed. Several more were injured in the attack Monday that killed Italian ambassador Luca Arnazio. A United Nations spokesman told VOA the other two fatalities were an Italian national and a Congolese World Food Program driver. No one has claimed responsibility yet for the attack. You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.